This is indeed a very interesting and also provocative question, and I'm grateful for you having raised it. I think you'll discover that in the final analysis it boils down to the way that the law is crafted and the way that the Director of Immigration chooses to exercise a positive act of discretion or assumes the facts that they discover as to be essentially true volunteerism in the spirit of benefit to society rather than an alternate means of securing services of people who are not lawfully employable instead of those people who would typically be expected to receive payment for doing those services. So effectively what you need to understand is firstly, Section 17 of the Immigration Ordinance imputes an employment relationship in any situation, whether it's paid or unpaid, unless there's evidence to the contrary. So in your circumstances, if you've got the services of the volunteer services of people amongst your rank, and it's clear on all the facts that these people are volunteering and they are volunteering for good socially advantageous reasons, then it seems to me that you'd have a get out of jail free card in relation to Section 17N of the Immigration Ordinance. More generally, however, work is normally defined as that which a person could ordinarily expect to be compensated for. So to cite your example of your mother walking your dog, arguably that's not work, even though conceptually you could, of course, compensate somebody for walking the pooch, as it were. So if you consider the concept of the definition of work and take it together with the way that the Immigration Ordinance provides you with the opportunity to adduce evidence to the contrary that there is an employment relationship in place, then effectively you'll have two pillars, I think, of a defence that you could hang your hat on to show that there hadn't been a breach of the law, notwithstanding the way that the law is couched. If you look sort of more generally to the history of Hong Kong and the way that NGOs and charities are able to carry out their works, I think you find that they do have a large body of volunteer service providers who may or may not have expressed permission of the Immigration Department to engage in those activities. And it may well be that if the Immigration Department understand what they do, they forbear to prosecute, which is why you've probably never heard of any such large-scale prosecutions. And certainly in my experience, I've not heard of any such large-scale prosecutions. But the best advice for you to take, I believe, is for you to write to the Immigration Department, set out your case, allow them to understand what it is that you do, the kind of services that the volunteers supply to you, and then seek specifically some guidance from them as to the kind of profile of persons that you would be entitled to take up the services of or the offer of services from those people who might otherwise need to get the permission of the Immigration Department. The second piece of advice that I would give as a general note to any person who does have conditions attached to the limit of stay here is if you are thinking of volunteering, then it never hurts to write to the Immigration Department, set out what you wish to do, and get written confirmation from them that it's okay to engage in that volunteer activity. Whether or not people do that is a different question, but my best advice is for individuals to do that and also for you as an NGO to write to the department, set out your case, set out the kind of services that you're expecting these volunteers to do, and then see what they come back with and what they have to say about all of that. Okay, I hope you find this useful.